What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news here. And over in Great Britain, people are going to the stores, and they're using their credit cards, and apparently Britain's consumer debt shot up by £1.5 billion in just 1 month, which is causing concern about skyrocketing debt and whether people can actually pay for it or not. And they're trying to do the same thing here. I mean, every day I go out and I get the mail, and there'll be one, two, sometimes three offers. You're already approved for this credit card, and it goes right into the shredder. I don't want to borrow any money. I don't want a loan. Like most Americans, I just want a decent paying job. I want to pay cash as I go through life. I don't want to be constantly in debt. I don't want the bankers making huge fortunes off of my personal transactions. If you're a homeowner, what you ought to do one day is take a look at your mortgage payments, total them all up over the life of the loan, 30 years, whatever, and then subtract the original asking price of the house. And what you've got left over is how much the banks made by typing a number into your account when your mortgage was approved. When you look at homes today, with all this constant interest on construction loans, credit lines, mortgages, all the rest of it, the banks make more money off a new home than the people who actually build it. What do the banks do to earn all that money? They type numbers into accounts out of thin air. It is a huge, gigantic scam. Most people have trouble getting their heads around it. Now, over in the European Union, they are very concerned about failing banks and bank runs. They have not been able to achieve the cashless society. So the EU is now looking at simply having a mechanism that would freeze all bank accounts. The banks start failing. There's a danger of a run on the bank. They throw a switch. The accounts are frozen. You go to the bank, pound on it, say, give me my money in my savings account. We can't. Government froze it. They're all frozen. Because we have to protect the banks, because banks are so much more important than human beings. Now, up in Canada, former and current employees of Sears have filed a legal motion to stop dozens of Sears executives from splitting about $7.5 million in retention bonuses, while many of the laid-off workers missed out on severance payments. As you know, Sears is shutting down their operations in Canada completely, and all those workers are being let go, and they're being let go without severance, and the executives are just lining their pockets. And those executives bear the responsibility for Sears being in trouble. But the workers get punished for it. Now, here's a very bizarre story. This came out of Forbes. This columnist over at Forbes magazine has come on out saying that people living off the grid, the self-reliant homesteaders, are delusional. And they just want to mooch off civil society. Well, I'm sorry, people living off the grid, homesteaders, they're not mooching off civil society. What's going on here is Forbes is complaining because people who are living off the grid, they're not part of the tax slaves. They've broken free from being tax slaves, and we can't allow that. If that money is not coming in, that's a loss right there. They're stealing money from us by refusing to be a tax slave. All right, let's take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Al in Canada, are you there? I do not hear you. Going once. Going twice. All right, we're going to go back to the news, and maybe Al will come on back here. Story coming out of counterpunch.org. Going soft on corporate crime, a bipartisan affair. And they're talking about both parties blame each other over the loosening of restrictions. And apparently Donald Trump is on board with ending the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which is the law that says it's illegal for any person, corporate or human, to bribe overseas to speed business along. And Trump has said that the law puts us at a huge disadvantage. And in this case, he's actually right. Because in many countries, especially in Asia, it's sort of an accepted practice. When you're doing business, there will be gifts given or bribes offered to speed things along. It's an accepted part of the dance between businesses. And it's kind of hard to say we have to tolerate this kind of bribery. And if the rest of the world goes along with a ban, that would be a good thing. But in this case, to make the U.S. more competitive, yeah, I think it's the optimum, if not best, solution. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates, and I understand we have Al in Canada on the line. Al, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hope you're well.
I'm doing fine.
Great. You can hear me. I sent you an email concerning the healthcare premiums, the Obamacare premiums, pardon me. And lo and behold, look who's first in that list of skyrocketing premiums. This guy, John McCain, besides being, a war hawk and, other things, he's obviously been bought and paid for. There's
yes.
No doubt about it. I mean, just looking at that, it's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Who can afford
my.
Those kinds of things?
I'm looking
is that
at
crazy?
The chart. I'm looking at the chart right now. Arizona is looking at close to a 70% premium increase for Obamacare. And yet, McCain voted against the repeal. I want to know how much stocks he has in health insurance corporations in his personal portfolio.
Is there a way to find that out?
I don't know. I don't think so. Political spending has to be a public record, but his personal investment portfolio, I don't think there's a way to get that absent an actual legal motion.
That's a shame because, these politicians, they get into politics, and all of a sudden, they're millionaires.
Yeah, funny how that works on out here. Let's see. Hawaii is close to 40% jump. Rhode Island's the least. They're down there at like 4%. But Arizona, almost 70% increase in a single year.
Yep.
If McCain gets reelected, I'm not going to believe it was an honest election. It can't be. Just
the guy's 80, isn't he?
Well, actually, with that brain tumor, he may not be around much longer anyway. But I'm looking at these. This is money gouging. This is absolutely
ridiculous.
Money gouging. Yeah, I'm gonna link this to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. This is obscene profit taking.
Oh yes, and you tie that in with that one chart I sent you about all the administrators standing on the backs of the doctors.
Yes,
it's just ridiculous. No wonder.
It is.
Healthcare in the United States is such a big business. It's scandalous. It really is. I'm at the point now in my life where I think exactly the kind of things you think. Water, fresh, drinkable, clean water should be a human right. Healthcare
yes.
should be a human right. If you have a right to your own life, you have a right to take care of that life. Is that
any
not correct?
Any way you choose to. Any way you choose to. But unfortunately,
yes.
our government is now out there. If you don't want to buy the products the medical industrial complex is selling, they're getting ready to order you to do that.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to collect fresh water on your own land anymore. You have to buy it through a pipe or a bottle. You will buy and use these vaccines, even if they're ineffective or harmful. And it really is just grinding the last few pennies out of the pockets of the American people. And then they scratch their head and appear puzzled as to why the economy is locking up.
And you tie that in to the inflation-hiding CPI. That is the icing on the cake. It is an absolute joke.
Yes, it
that
is.
That rigged, indicator that they use is just, it's absolutely ridiculous. Mike, I love your show. I love talking to you. Good work. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, thank you very much as well. And we're going to let you go here. Yeah, it is. It is just amazing. I mean, people are already on the verge of not being able to make it, and I mean, here in Hawaii, again, almost a 40% increase in premiums for health insurance in just 1 year. It's ridiculous. What a scam Obamacare was. And apparently, too many people are profiting from it, and that's why Congress won't do a thing about it. John McCain just turned his back on his own state's constituents by voting down the repeal. All right, getting on over to Europe. Apparently, poverty across the European Union has reached new levels while the Brussels elite continue to preach about unity and success. Apparently, more than a quarter of the children in the 28-member state club are living below the breadline, with the total number of poor predicted to reach 100 million by 2020. And the worst affected nations are in that Eastern Bloc. No wonder they want billions from Great Britain to leave. They're not going to be able to make it without them. So, yes, let's add more layers of government and more layers of complexity and more layers of banking on top of everything. Apparently, British ministers have decided that the free movement between Great Britain and the EU will end in March of 2019. From that point on, you will have to go through a passport or visa process like the good old days. Another article, this one coming out of Sputnik News. Nations substitution, witnessing the biological extinction of the Europeans. And basically saying that European countries, namely Italy, Germany, France, and Great Britain, they're going through a substitution of nations where the national ethnic majority is physically disappearing and is being replaced by these migrants. And that, of course, was the whole point by the globalists. To destroy any sense of regional cultural identity, historical identity, and just to show you how ridiculous this is going. Article that came on out from Investment Watch blog, Planned Parenthood is issuing new guidelines for talking to preschoolers about gender roles, sexuality, masturbation, transgenderism, and ways of determining if your child is trans or not. And they're literally talking about exposing children of 3 and 4 years old to graphic depictions of sex and these other issues. And Planned Parenthood is getting a huge amount of taxpayer money to do this. And these new guidelines for the transgender preschooler, let them wear what they want, have the haircut they want. And if they want to use a name that's of the other gender, just go along with it. They're going to raise the next generation to be so completely confused about who they are, they won't even know what bathroom to use. And that, of course, is a big part of the globalist agenda. Because people with a strong sense of self, a strong sense of identity, are much harder to control than human beings that their head is just mush. And they have no idea where they belong in the world. And they're just waiting for somebody to say, oh, you belong over there at that drill press, punching out triggers for bombs. Now, Trump's wall is a go. The House has approved a $1.6 billion down payment for the border wall. I still think putting crocodiles in the Rio Grande would have been a lot cheaper. And we know that Trump was making a little bit of deal-making to get this money from the House of Representatives. Now, do you remember that story that came out of Baltimore where an officer's body camera caught him planting drug evidence? And what happened was this officer went down this alley outside the home, planted the evidence, then walked back out front and turned on his body camera, and then had the camera running while he wandered back down this same alley and accidentally discovered the drugs. What the officer didn't realize is when you turn that camera on, the 30 seconds from before you turn it on is saved along with the video. And the video revealed he was planting drugs. They're reviewing all the other cases that this officer's been involved with, and so far, the Baltimore prosecutor has thrown 34 cases out over planting evidence. 12 of the cases, the defendants are already serving time for the convictions. There's going to be a heck of a lawsuit there to clean up. No problem. The taxpayers will pay for it. It just feels like the nation is crumbling. We've lost our moral compass. They're trying to take our identity away from us. The police have become a blight on us rather than a service. And the government appears to have decided we, the American people, are an enemy. Because we won't do what we're told to do, without question. Okay, now, story that came out of governmentslaves.info. The United States has higher vaccination rates than any other country. We also have a very high infant mortality rate. American children are experiencing epidemic levels of chronic disease, including autism, attention deficit disorder, learning disabilities, autoimmune disorders, asthma, epilepsy, and allergies. So if vaccinations are so effective in improving the health of children, why do the statistics point the other way? Surveying other countries' vaccination rates and child illness and mortality rates, we're seeing an inverse relationship. The more vaccinated the child, the sicker they are. The less vaccinated they are, the healthier they are. The data is incontrovertible. Vaccines are not helping our children. They're making a lot of money, but they're not helping our children. We have a medical industrial complex, which, enabled by the U.S. government, is out there selling dangerous chemicals to make money. Now, apparently, there's a leading pathologist is calling for the prescription painkiller Tramadol to be declared a Class A drug following a mother of six who died from an overdose. As it turns out, Tramadol is as addictive as heroin. And apparently this woman was struggling to break her addiction with the pills. And this pathologist is saying people seem to assume Tramadol is safe because it's prescribed by a doctor. But no, it's just as dangerous as heroin. But it makes money. It makes oodles of money. Another article out here. Many Americans are on so many prescription medications, legal drugs they're allowed to have and buy, they're actually too fogged out to work effectively. They'll take all their pills in the morning, they go to their place of employment, and they're walking around in a drug-induced daze. And I want to ask you a question, and I made up a graphic about this, and I put it on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and you're allowed to copy it off and use it as you see fit. When was the last time you saw a TV commercial for a law firm that offered to sue on behalf of people who were made sick by eating healthy food and taking natural supplements? You've never seen one of those, have you? Because there aren't any. It's always for people who were made ill by prescription medications, who suffered permanent harm from prescription medications. It's not about healing. It's not about health. It's just another racket to take money away from people. And no, in point of fact, just because a doctor prescribes something to you doesn't mean it's safe. Remember those CEOs of a pharmaceutical corporation actually got into legal trouble. They were offering doctors incentives to get people hooked on prescription opioids. They're on the same moral level as those street dealers out there underneath the lamppost at night. We'll be right back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Interesting article just crossed my desk from the Daily Caller. Apparently, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is literally running away from anybody from the corporate media or any media at all. Her spokesman issued a statement saying she is not going to answer any questions about Iwan or their relationship or what he was doing. So she's basically ducking the press right now, which is like a flashing neon sign on her forehead saying, guilty, 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 guilty. So let's get into the science news here a little bit. A lot of rocking and rolling going on over there in Iceland, and their largest volcano, Katla, has been moved to yellow status. And then above that, there's orange and red. So it's a long way away from saying there's going to be an eruption. But observers are keeping an eye because there have been over 500 earthquakes in Iceland in the last 4 days. And experts are saying if Katla lets go, and it is Iceland's largest volcano, the eruption could be quite large and could cause a lot of disruption of air traffic. And apparently, near the edge of the volcano at the Mulaksvisl River, they're smelling a lot of sulfur coming from the ground, and that is generally an indicator of something about to blow there. It'll probably be very spectacular. Of course, it's rough to be on an island with those kind of explosive toxic volcanoes and not really be able to go anywhere. Here in Hawaii, we're actually very lucky. Down on the Big Island, we have the pleasure of sharing the island with probably the world's most polite volcano. I mean, the lava comes out and the lava comes out and the lava comes out. There's never any sudden explosions. There's no eruption of gas. I mean, there are little things like the lava benches fall off into the ocean. But that's why it's a tourist attraction and a national park. But it is still a volcano, and if you come to Hawaii, it's worth the trip down there to see. Just please follow the rules that are up there. Those warning signs and ropes are not there as a decoration. And every year, we do lose some very foolish people who will step over the barricades thinking that the ground on the other side looks just as solid as what they're standing on, and it's not. It's a thin layer of cooled glass over hot lava, and they'll pose for a selfie, and they don't even get the cell phone camera back here. Here in Hawaii, also, they are dealing with something called the smartphone zombie. And this is a new law where you will be fined $99 for texting while crossing the street. And I actually think this is a good law because not too long ago, Claire and I had a very unfortunate incident. We were not on a city street. We were in the parking lot at the shopping center at the bottom of the hill, and we were getting ready to pull into a stall, and we had signaled, and this guy coming toward us, face buried in the cell phone, just walked right in front of my car as I was starting to pull on in. And we didn't hit him or anything, and as a matter of fact, I don't think he ever realized that we were there and almost ran into him, because he just kept right on going. And it is amazing how buried people can get in those things. So I think this is actually a good idea. And folks, a little common sense. When you're driving, focus on the driving. When you're walking, focus on where you're going. You don't crash into things or have things crash into you. It's rather alarming that they even had to pass this law in the first place. That people seem to think it's okay to walk along not paying attention to what's in front of you or around you. One of the reasons I don't wear the headphones for music players, I hate being cut off from the sounds around me. That conveys more information about what's going on. Seems to be this tendency to, and I understand reality is very ugly right now, but walling yourself off from it with goggles and headphones and the rest of it, that's not a solution. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over in Great Britain, their National Health Service is a shining example of everything that is wrong with government-managed health care. The National Health Service prevents parents from seeking experimental treatments for terminally ill children. The government can deem patients close to death and remove feeding tubes to starve them to death. This was once called the Liverpool Care Pathway. It's been renamed, but not changed. The National Health Service will even cut patients off from all government care if they catch them paying for their own care elsewhere or using natural healing methods. Recently, the National Health Service has decided that obese patients and smokers are not eligible for hip and knee replacement. And now the National Health Service is recommending doctors no longer prescribe herbal and homeopathic treatments to patients. If we're going to spend all this taxpayer money on health care, we're going to make sure it goes to those giant pharmaceutical corporations. Do you remember Flint, Michigan? Was the beacon, the warning, if you will, the canary in the coal mine for the deteriorating state of our water infrastructure. And researchers are starting to look into just how bad it was in Flint, Michigan, and they've started going into those water mains. And apparently they are so corroded, there are places where the lead has leached out completely, leaving holes. One of the researchers described it looked like the pipe was made out of Swiss cheese. And, of course, this supports the accepted understanding that lead leached into the water system because the water wasn't treated to prevent corrosion. Because we've got to save a few bucks here. This was all done by researchers at the University of Michigan, and it's the first to present direct evidence of this leaching mechanism. And now we're finding out there's a lot of places all across the United States where the water that comes out of your tap is very, very dangerous. And, of course, all these bottled water companies, Dasani and the rest of it, this is all good for their business. And there's another one of those I read over the weekend where they have been brought up by the FDA for deceptive labeling on their bottles of water, that in point of fact, despite all the pictures of pretty hills and blue skies and flowers and everything, it's just ordinary tap water. And yes, they'll filter it, but you can get a filter at your home. It's all marketing. Remember, the head of Nestle is on record as saying that water should not be a right, but should be owned by corporations and commoditized. Next, it'll be air. Didn't pay your air bill this month. We're here to garrote you. Story out of the Independent in Great Britain. Sperm counts in the West plunge by 60% in 40 years as modern life damages men's health. And they're saying this decline in sperm counts and ability to reproduce shows no sign of leveling off in recent years. Now, this same trend is not seen in other parts of the world, such as South America, Africa, and Asia. And the scientists are saying there's some aspect of modern life. Now, I wish they had included a chart of the decline to see how much of the decline took place ever since the first experimental plots of epicyte corn were planted. Because if that gene breaks into the wild, and we know from past experience they do, anybody eating the corn contaminated with the epicyte gene will be unable to reproduce because their body will produce antibodies to sperm and kill it off. Here in the United States, there's been a sudden decline in birth rates, and it has particularly affected the Hispanics, who are the highest per capita consumers of corn in the population. Now, Monsanto's official position is that the epicyte gene is experimental, and they are not using it anywhere. But there is something going on, something about life in the West, something we're exposed to, is turning off those little critters. All right, let's talk about the world of computers here. Facebook is out there saying all your face are belong to us, and they're basically using facial recognition to track shoppers. Do you remember Minority Report, the shopping mall? Everywhere you went, you were greeted by name and a suggestion about something to buy based on what you bought before. And in the movie, it was all about eye scans. Well, they're not doing eye scans, but they are tracking your face. And it's the new coming thing. Going to see it on billboards and stores. Or you're going to walk by the billboard. It'll be tailored to your particular interests based on your Google searches, which is going to be a little rough for people such as myself who research a lot of stuff for articles, stuff that I'd never really be interested in. And you'd be surprised some of the bizarre email and website ads that pop up on my searches here. Facebook is apparently lobbying now to prevent state limits on facial recognition. They want to put it absolutely everywhere. Over in Great Britain, they're going to mandate facial recognition scanners, not just for airports, but now for train stations. So now, over at the DEF CON hacking convention in Las Vegas, the same one that ran that contest, how fast can you break into an electronic voting machine? And the worst time was 90 minutes. The best times were much, much shorter than that. So, yeah, they can be hacked. Despite what Obama said, yes, our elections are open to hacking here. There was another demonstration about a company that had developed Elon Musk's OpenAI framework to the task of creating malware that security engines can't spot. Basically, this AI takes legitimate-looking code and changes just a few tiny parts of it to convert it into an attack vector. And even changing small details can fool antivirus engines. And, of course, this AI can crank out the malware faster than the antivirus companies can add the definitions to the files. It's almost like they want to destroy the value of computing for ordinary consumers. They don't like us having computers. The big push now is everything goes back to the 1970s models of a mainframe, and all your electronic devices are just terminals into that mainframe. You have to work really hard to turn the cloud off in the iPhone, by the way. They don't like us having access to the internet. It was never supposed to be a public resource. Now, Russia has banned virtual private networks and all other technology that allows users to gain anonymous access to websites. And the new law signed by President Putin goes into effect on November 1st. And, of course, it's being screamed at. It's an attack on the open internet by the evil Russians. No, it's basically an attack on the out-of-control cybercrime problem. Because who is it who needs anonymous access to websites? People engaged in the buying and selling of things like child porn or drugs. If you're out there on the internet and you're going to write something down, if you truly stand behind your words, you put your name on it. But that's what Putin's doing over there. Now, as you know, on the 21st of August, there's going to be this amazing solar eclipse, and already the science channels are saying, don't have to leave the comfort of your living room. We will stream it live. And I can guarantee you, watching it on TV, we've all seen total solar eclipses on TV. It's not going to be the same thing. I was close enough once to a total eclipse where I sort of got the edge of the experience about just how dark it got and so forth and so on. So if you can get out there into the path of totality, it really is worth the trip. There's going to be traffic jams. Take lots of food and water because you may be sitting in traffic for a while. And obviously the idea is that you need to have some kind of safety glasses to view the sun before and after totality. During totality, you don't need any safety glasses, but you got to have before and after. Here's the problem. A lot of counterfeit glasses are flooding the Amazon website. And by counterfeit, what we mean are dark glasses that don't actually filter out all the bands of light that need to be filtered out. It's more than just the visible. It's also filtering out the ultraviolet. And apparently a lot of these very cheap solar filter glasses that are for sale on Amazon, they're just darkened glass. And the UV goes right on through, and it can seriously damage your eyes. So when you get your eye protection gear, you need to get it from a reputable source. And we posted up an article on reliable sources to get these filter glasses, because we're talking about your eyes. And if I were anywhere near there, I would be heading for the path of totality, because seeing a total eclipse is definitely on my bucket list. But it is amazing. Again, we get back to this idea of losing our moral compass. There are apparently people out there who, in the name of making a fast buck, are willing to allow their customers to suffer permanent eye damage by putting out an inferior product. Where did we get this idea of morality that anything is permissible as long as it makes a fast profit? Where did we get this poisonous idea? Where did we get this sickness of greed? Where we've lost our ability to be concerned about the safety of our customers and our fellow man. Okay. Well, you probably thought that maybe the Oroville Dam was out of the news, but apparently not. The front surface of the Oroville Dam is starting to sprout what is called a green spot. And apparently a 15-member team at UC Berkeley is researching this. Now, the spot is located near the left abutment on the backside of the nation's tallest dam in Northern California. And this team from UC Berkeley published a 124-page report that says the green spot appears to represent a slow-motion leakage failure of the dam. And, of course, the government is saying, no, the fact that this spot is greener than anywhere else on the dam is just due to rain and vegetation. It's a natural spring. We have no reason to worry about this at all. And, of course, author of the Berkeley Report, Robert Bay, is saying if the spot was caused by rain, it shouldn't just be concentrated in one specific area. And he's absolutely right. If you go back and you study the failure of dams in history, you will find in many cases that it began literally months ahead of time with slow seepages and leaks that were slowly undermining or tunneling out the soil. And remember, Oroville is an earthen dam. It's not concrete. It's only concrete in areas like the spillway. But the dam itself is just a big pile of dirt, and if water is seeping through it, it's creating a hole and a tunnel. And as that hole and tunnel get bigger, the flow of water will increase. They're not out of the woods yet with that dam. And as usual, the government is saying, it's not a problem, trust us, we would never allow anything to harm you. So let's get on to human-caused global warming, and once again, they're out there screaming about the dangers to the planet. Over at the Daily Mail, they're saying climate change will soon push Earth past its tipping point. Scientists are now 95% certain our planet will warm by at least 2 degrees centigrade this century. Now, remember, it came out a couple of weeks ago that all the warming that's out there in the so-called official temperature records from NASA, NOAA, Hadley Climate Research Unit, were added in by the scientists, supposedly as statistical data corrections. But the warming isn't there in the raw data. It simply wasn't. And they're out there pushing this nonsense again. Now, one of the indicators that the global warming people like to talk about is how many days the percentage of U.S. cities that are over 95 degrees or over 100 degrees through time. And the date they like to pick is July 30th. And the reality is that the percentage of U.S. cities that were over 95 degrees Fahrenheit or over 100 degrees Fahrenheit on July 30th has been in decline after 1960. Remember in the 1970s, they were screaming about the coming ice age. Now, the global warming people like to encourage us to electric cars, and I have to admit, if I get the money to get a newer car, I'm probably going to go with something small and electric or hybrid. So far, though, electric vehicle penetration in this market has not been very good. It's 0.2% of America's vehicles are electric. And here's where it gets to be a problem. The electricity being used by these electric vehicles is still being produced by fossil fuels. So you're still getting the carbon. You're still getting the heat pollution. They've just moved it someplace different. So people driving electric cars are saying, I'm environmentally friendly and I'm driving a clean car. No, you're not. It's just the exhaust pipe belching all that carbon monoxide and everything else is located a distance away. And remember, because there is no 100% efficiency in the conversion and transport and storage of electricity in batteries, you're actually burning more fossil fuels to produce the electricity to run the electric car than you would need to burn just to drive the car. It sounds good in the media. It sounds good when these Hollywood celebrities talk about it. But it isn't really working just yet. Electric vehicles will be viable when we have thorium cycle reactors or fusion plants to produce electricity without the use of fossil fuels. Right now, it's an illusion. We're going to take a break for our last commercial break for the show. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Sequel, is in theaters now after being given rave reviews all over the world by the Sundance Institute and all the rest of the corporate media. Oh, absolute must-see. And the total box office to date, according to Rotten Tomatoes, is $130,000. And I'm unable to actually find the cost to produce this, but they shot this all over the world. So the reality is people aren't going to see this because they know they got lied to before. But the corporate media is pushing this as hard as they can. And once again, they're coming up short. They're proving they no longer control what the American people think. Now, over in China, they're doing some really cool things over there. And I'm going to be very careful in the pronunciation of this. They have a brand new high-speed bullet train. It's called the Fuxing, F-U-X-I-N-G in English. The name literally means a renaissance. And it started running between Beijing and Shanghai. Apparently, people are just impressed with it. They're all over social media. And apparently, this train is capable of running at 400 kilometers per hour. Boy, that is really amazing to think about, that it can go that fast. We certainly don't have any bullet trains in this country. In fact, we have a lot of deteriorating rail designs. The U.S. government is making the same mistake that the Soviet Union made. They took too much of the nation's gross domestic product. They put it into the war machine. And there was so much waste and incompetence and just outright bad engineering. And they've neglected our country. Our rail system is no longer current with the rest of the world. Our roads are all cracked and decayed. Our water mains are literally full of holes where the lead has leached out. And you don't need me to tell you this. Just walk down the street of your local town and look at it as if you're a tourist from out of state. See all the cracks, all the corrosion, all the homeless, all the hungry. The Pentagon is right. The United States is an empire in decline. My concern is that the United States not get it into its head to blow up the rest of the world as it goes through its own death throes. Because I think that's what's going to happen. I'm seeing a Soviet Union-style collapse of the United States government. The very, very challenging times for all of us. And the only way we're going to get through it is we have to take care of each other. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show up in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you as well. Please take what you learn here on the radio show, on the website, share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
On the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.